I'm Steve Norman reporting. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos has rejected President Trump's talk of military intervention in response to the crisis in Venezuela. He said he told Pence the possibility of military intervention in Venezuela should not be contemplated. During a press conference, Mr. Pence also spoke.
The president sent me here to continue to marshal the unprecedented support of countries across Latin America to achieve by peaceable means the restoration of democracy in Venezuela, and we believe it is achievable by those means.
Vice President Pence is in Colombia as part of a six-day Latin American trip, including stops in Argentina, Chile, and Panama. U.S. CIA Director Mike Pompeo said he would not be surprised if North Korea tested another missile soon. President Trump has offered fiery warnings for North Korea, and Pyongyang has in turn accused the U.S. leader of driving the Korean Peninsula to the brink of nuclear war. North Korea says plans would be completed soon to fire four missiles to the U.S. island of Guam, which is 3,500 kilometers southeast of the Korean Peninsula. French embassy in Burkina Faso is in contact with local authorities regarding the attack on a restaurant late Sunday. While French citizens are being advised to avoid the area, suspected jihadists killed at least 17 people, wounded 8 during a raid in a restaurant in Burkina Faso's capital. Security forces are busy today attempting to free people still trapped inside. This is VOA News. Zambia plans to drop treason charges against the country's main opposition leader, Hakainde Hichilema, and free him from prison later today. The United Party for National Development leader and five others were arrested in April, charged with treason after their convoy failed to make way for President Edgar Lungu's motorcade. Kenya's opposition leader, Raila Odinga, has called for a strike today to support his claim he was denied victory in last week's presidential election. Addressing supporters, Mr. Odinga said the ruling party of President Uhuru Kenyatta had shed blood and urged his supporters to stay away from work for the day. Friday, the country's election commission ruled Mr. Kenyatta won the election by more than 1 million votes, an election Mr. Odinga's coalition called rigged, but international observers declared largely free and fair. At least 24 people have been killed in post-election violence. President Trump's National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster says the deadly violence that broke out at a white supremacist rally in the U.S. city of Charlottesville, Virginia, meets the definition of terrorism. 32-year-old woman was killed when a car rammed into the counter-protesters. 19 others were injured, and two Virginia State Police troopers who had been monitoring the unrest from air were killed in a helicopter crash. On Sunday, the White House defended Mr. Trump's reaction to the deadly violence in Virginia amid criticism he did not condemn far-right groups such as supremacists and neo-Nazis. U.S. Justice Department has opened a civil rights investigation. Japan's economy grew in the second quarter at the fastest pace in more than 2 years, as consumers, spending, and capital expenditure both rose at the fastest rate in more than 3 years. Japan's economy minister Toshimitsu Motegi says, if you ask me whether private consumption has fully recovered, I would say it still lacks the strength in some areas, which will be needed to follow up with policy. The last time the Japanese economy had a run of 6 consecutive quarters of growth was January to March 2005 through April-June of 2006. Scientists from the U.S. and Britain had found 4 new planets slightly larger than Earth orbiting a star visible with the naked eye.
That's the latest world news from VOA.